Cecilia Alexander, chairperson of the Apex Council, a body that represents all civil servant unions, told journalists after a meeting of head of unions that they'll be meeting government workers tomorrow to decide on the format of the industrial action.
The employer must urgently address the concerns of the workers' failure to which the workers have resolved to take action starting Tuesday, the 5th of July, 2016.
Alexander said all the 14 civil servants unions, including doctors and all workers in the health sector, were unanimous that government is treating them unfairly by not paying them on time. President Robert Mugabe's government failed to pay the civil servants, citing lack of funds resulting from the current harsh economic environment in the country. Indications are that members of the armed forces have received their pay. The rest of the civil service is set to get June salaries next week. Today, government made an advance payment of $100 to each civil servant to cushion them while they wait for the salaries next week. Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe member Alois Bima from Gokwe told Studio 7 he was disappointed about the government's failure to pay civil servants their June salaries.
This is not the way we are supposed to be treated. Like, we are adults, we've got families, we've got budgets. I have to receive my full salary, then I make my own budget. We cannot continue like this, because from the precedent cases which we have noticed, at the end we are going to have a situation whereby the government is going to owe the teacher thousands of dollars.
Acting Public Service Minister Superman Wanzira told Studio 7 by phone that government is doing all it can to ensure that its workers are paid on committed debts. He said the current predicament is as a result of the financial crisis that has not only affected government, but also the private sector, where some workers have gone for months without pay. Minister Mandwanzira appealed to civil servants and other stakeholders to bear with the government as it makes efforts to rectify the situation. Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa told Zimbabwe's European creditors yesterday that his government was broke. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.